Well, there you go. A Colorado man found $10,000 before boarding a flight in Las Vegas. Says he returned the money to the owner because he wanted to show his kids it was the right thing to do.
Good for him.
Yeah. Greenwood Village resident Mitch Gilbert told a TV station out there in Las Vegas that he found two unmarked Caesar's Palace envelopes at the airport, realized there was money inside when he arrived home. TV station made the report on Monday. Gilbert called the airport and eventually got in touch with a man from El Paso who reportedly was missing the money. Said he deposited the money in the man's bank account 2 days before Christmas. The man told the TV station he won the money gambling and dropped it while running to catch a flight. I bet he had an unhappy flight home.
Boy, don't you know it.
Oh, man.
That that had to be Panic City, I am thinking. But anyhow, all's well that ends well. All right, 8:38, it's time now for our daily cultural and recent current events trivia.
I love this part.
Where we ask a question and Chase and Tom get to answer. It's multiple choice.
Ah, good.
New research shows that consumers who choose venti-sized cups of coffee do so to get A, more caffeine, B, more power and status, C, more bonus points on their coffee shop discount card, or D, more frequent flyer miles. Chase.
A.
More caffeine.
I'll go with B, power and status.
Yeah, okay, that's it. It's power and status.
Really?
More power, more status. new research shows it's true of people who select supersized portions of any product, not just coffee, and not just food, though perhaps those would be the most noticeable. But while the study found that people who bought bigger thought it gave them greater status, it turns out the rest of us fall for the trick most of the time.
Yeah, well.
Researchers conducted six experiments to understand the relationship between portion size, status, and consumption. Part of the study included asking observers to judge a consumer on several attributes, including status, after that consumer had selected the largest option available for a set of common products, like a smoothie or pizza or coffee. And the result is the participants judged other consumers as having a higher status than that consumer selecting the largest size available. Bottom line is, retail therapy is real. Consumers who feel socially insecure will purchase more food to gain status. Also get fatter faster, don't they? I'm going to buy me a double slam burger and put the ultra-sized french fries in there with it. And I ain't even going to get a Diet Coke because I want people to think I'm something. So there you go. But remember, they do get fatter. They do die faster. Huh. I would have thought more caffeine, too, quite honestly. Because, I mean,
yeah, I mean, that was my first thought. Yeah. What do I know?
It's because you know how to pronounce the word Vinny. I want a Vinny. Give me a Vinny.
Yeah, really.
That's right.
So when you go to McDonald's, do you ask for a venti? I mean, you know, just to throw them off.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, not in well.
I go to Burger King and ask for a Happy Meal.
Yeah, something like that. Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay, if you did any traveling over the holidays, the top five cities where adults use MapQuest. Remember MapQuest? What a quaint little app that was. Yeah, MapQuest. Top five.
Now Google's taking it over.
Yeah, top five cities where adults used MapQuest. Number five would be Baltimore. Number four would be Washington, D.C. I can really understand that. It's a hard city to get around in. Number three is Hartford. The top two you would expect, Orlando and Las Vegas, because probably visitors from out of town don't spend much time there. No winner in Friday night's Mega Millions lottery, just letting you know. So that drawing tonight, that's tonight, $206 million.
Did you buy another ticket?
Haven't yet, but man, I've got time.
Yeah, you do.
I got at least, 12 hours, 13 hours to do that. So
And when you stop by for your two hot dogs at the convenience store, you can.
That's right. Yeah. Well, I wait until after 1 o'clock because, then the buns are nice and crispy.
That's right.
Crispy, and so are the hot dogs.
Yeah. Hot dogs are all wrinkly.
Yeah, no, that's good. Yeah, you get that little crunch thing.
Yeah.
Well, they're always chewy. You don't have to worry about that. I'm hoping that they got to kind of have the cheese in the middle.
Yeah, get some tamales there.
Now you're just teasing.
Now, if I can have the hot dog with the jalapeno cheese. What is Ben eating as he walks by?
I don't know. He's walking very slowly. Well, I don't know.
You want to invite him in? I mean, I don't care. You could have
it's
him
your,
in
your studio.
You could have him in your
sounds
studio.
Sounds kind of awkward if,
I don't have another mic. Oh, I don't want him standing right next to me.
Would you like
to
go into Scott's studio?
Probably not.
Yeah.
All right, so we got that going for
okay.
us. Teen volunteer organization DoSomething.org has released its annual list of celebrities who have helped charities the most. Lady Gaga tops the list for the second year in a row.
Oh, good for her.
Yep.
Good old Gaga.
Got to the top spot through her continuing work with the Mac AIDS Fund, as well as the start of her Born This Way Foundation, continuing support for anti-bullying legislation. Here are your top five. Number one. Yep, Lady Gaga. Number two is Justin Bieber. Justin Bieber gave his best friend a car. Did you see that?
Really?
I mean, like, so cool. Yeah. Number three is...
So he'll be his friend forever.
I don't know. I just
BFF.
Yeah. I mean, the other day I saw him live, you know, for the first time.
I'd really? G. Raleigh White?
I'd never seen him sing. No.
Oh.
I mean, he's on TV.
Oh, I see.
Singing. I'd never seen him sing before. Uh-huh. Number three is George Clooney. Number four is Will and Jada Pinkett. Uh-huh. And number five is Leonardo DiCaprio. So there you go. Got that going for you. Because, you know, it's end of year time, so we have lists for everything. Here it is.
Do.
His name is, I thought I had it. I don't know who Justin Bieber's best friend is. Did y'all see Betty White last night?
No, I didn't.
No. Was she at G. Raleigh White?
No. I'm not going to say that Betty's jumped the shark, but there's a shark in the tank, you know?
Uh-huh.
I mean, we're about to get to the point.
I hope she's careful. I don't figure she can swim very
fast. You're right. Monday Night Football last night, Betty White, seated in front of a set bedecked with Christmas trees, did the opening segment. She talked about T-bowing.
Yeah.
And what happened when she tried to get up. She couldn't, and they had to call AAA or something. Or AARP, I'm not sure.
Oh, this was shtick she was
doing.
Yeah,
exactly. Right? Yeah, went on to discuss how hot NFL quarterbacks were.
Mm-hmm.
And then followed that with a brief monologue. Then she jumped out of her chair and screamed, "You can't stop the pain train, woohoo!"
and then, this was in New Orleans, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
It was,
yeah. I don't know. I don't know where she was.
No,
but that's
no,
it.
She, yeah.
Well, you had to know this was going to happen. A bunch of goobers get together for a little Christmas Eve partying at a house in Moline, Illinois, passing around the loaded 12-gauge shotgun.
Oh, mercy!
That went well.
Posing for pictures, and of course, the gun went off, hit one of the people in the leg. Yeah, go ahead. 18-year-old. Yeah, it's the sound of Zach Inman as he's loaded into the ambulance and taken to the hospital. Underwent surgery, injuries not life-threatening. Police arrested Matthew Nazari, also 18, charged him with being stupid. You've been charged with felony stupidity.
That's right.
That's actually 18 and charged with being a felon in possession of a firearm. So it sounds like
he's off to a running start.
He's got his resume in fine shape. Glad to know that's going on.
Yeah.
Good for him.
There went Ben again.
Ben again?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was looking.
Yeah, he came back the other way.
Okay.
You mean to do a tacky all page?
He's about to pass your room, I think, Chase, if you want to. Yell at him.
Yeah, you can stop and tackle him. Yeah, that's fine.
That's going
to
happen.
Yeah.
Looks like you're about to drop the ball. I'm listening.
My little New Year's Eve party has just tripled in size. Now I've got 20 minutes to turn two bottles of champagne into three cases.
Chill, my little case cadet. For Specs, Wines, Spirits, and Finer Foods has over 10,000 fine wines and champagnes. So whether you need a bottle or a case, you'll be adding up savings as you count down the year. How goes your Auld Lang Syne now?
Spec's bountiful bubbly selection has filled all my friends' flutes with festively fizzy fermentations. Now the only drop ball is in Times Square.
You certainly put the champ in champagne. And with Spec's low prices, you'll be able to ring in the weekend all year long. You're welcome. Specs, Wines, Spirits, and Finer Foods. Cheers to savings.
There's a big sale at Half Price Books.
Hurry to Half Price Books' biggest sale of the season. The extra 20% off everything sale going on now. But it all ends Friday, so don't miss it. Find out more at hpb.com.
It's a big sale at Half Price Books.
It happens every year. We attend numerous holiday parties and enjoy great food, family, and friends, only to find ourselves with unwanted additional weight gain. Hi, I'm Terry Nelson, certified health coach with Take Shape for Life. I've helped countless people lose weight in just a few short weeks, so whether you need to lose 10 pounds or 100 pounds, I can help. Please call me at 492-3559 for your free Take Shape for Life consultation. That's Terry Nelson at 492-3559.
Brad Hildebrand from Hilco Metal Roofing.
Hilco Metal Roofing has been locally owned and servicing the Brazos Valley since 1998, and we're very excited to be in a new location on Highway 6 in Navasota. Of course, Hilco Roofing is still your source for residential metal roofing, but we now offer a full line of metal products, such as steel, pipe, and pre-engineered building packages. Hilco invites you to stop by and see us. We have experienced, friendly staff ready to help you with that new carport, metal roof, or storage building you've always wanted, and since we're the manufacturer, we will save you money. We have a state-of-the-art trim shop with quick turnaround on metal building and roofing components, and we offer fast, friendly hometown service the large chains can't provide. For a free custom building or material quote, stop by and see us at Hilco Metal Roofing and Building Supply, 2 miles south of Navasota on Highway 6, or give us a call at 936-825-0500. That's 936-825-0500. We're open Saturdays till noon for your convenience. Hilco Metal Roofing and Building Supply.
849, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Well, I got him to come into the control room because, I mean, he was shuffling slowly down the hall, looking almost forlorn.
Uh-huh. It is a time for forlornness.
Because he was wishing that there were such a thing as a New Year's tree.
I'm just wishing there were 18 days of Christmas for my true love to give to me something bizarre.
Postmas holidays.
A Postmas holiday letdown. It is pretty sad.
Yeah.
I was looking at the sales people outboard, and best I can tell, it's if you were to buy
full,
some ads today, you're going to be talking to me or Dave Hill, buddy.
Okay,
and so it's just about the way it is. But
if you don't like the price Dave gives you, say I want to talk to the guy.
I want to talk to the really old guy. Actually, I was going to say the old guy, and I realize Dave's older. So
if you want to get them in, all you have to do is say they can talk to me. I mean,
yeah, so that's it.
Inject some fresh blood into the water.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
our you know we. Always our tradition at Christmas time, even back when I could maintain that sort of pace, was to drive to Arkansas, see the folks, and drive back and everything. Mm-hmm. We caravaned. We had all the kids, a grand puppy, and the brand new grandbaby. Have I showed you a picture of my grandbaby?
Yeah.
Right.
Not today, but yes.
Yeah. And we kind of caravaned around because, as you know, Dave drove through the god awful weather up in the Great White North, mm-hmm. Amarillo.
Yeah.
So then we decided we'd come back through Fort Worth and see Colonel Peterson and, you know, visit there for a minute or two. The 3-hour trip from Fort Worth took 5 hours. We left yesterday at 4 o'clock and pulled up on beautiful Briarcrest Drive at 9 o'clock.
Because other people had the audacity to actually travel.
To actually want to do the same thing we were doing.
Oh, just traffic, huh?
It just stopped. It just absolutely stopped.
Hello?
Hey, it's a salesperson. I'm headed to work today.
You are kidding me. Well, it's great. It'll be
I'm
good to see you.
I'm coming in at my traditional 9 o'clock. Sorry.
Oh. Okay, there we go.
Well, see, there'll be somebody else fogging the windows down there in that area of the building.
Good thing. All right. Somebody feeding the buzzards on that side of the building.
We have. Don't the buzzards are gone
now.
Yeah,
they are.
Long gone.
Yeah.
And all that's left is a fond memory and a picture that will not get off the internet. Anyway.
Well, which is true of many things in life.
I was going to say. You know,
yeah.
We had a lot of regret. So
I had one Facebook post make it to the internet from the station party. I need to find out who that was and berate them.
Whoa, you know,
we have a big no Facebook sign on the door as they walked in.
Oh.
So it turned out it was a pretty calm party, though, but maybe that was why. We do have some still warm from the oven cinnamon oatmeal raisin cookies there from Blue Baker.
Oh, wonderful.
Hey, who recognize that we're kind of, you know, Tuesday morning coming down here at the old Radio Ranch.
If you'll recall, that was my request as a cookie from Blue Baker the other day. You were kind enough to bring me a kolache.
A kolache, yeah.
Yeah, I'll wander down there in a minute.
Did you guys have a nice Christmas? And I don't care. I'm just being polite.
I know you are. That's fine. We would go ahead and tell you stories, but we're not going to, so that's, that's fine.
Yeah, mine all worked. I mean, after we got home, before we opened presents last night, after being on the road for 5 hours, it involved drinking. You know,
I understand. That's easy to do.
Boy, What a brutal drive back.
Well, and consider at least you had a car that had comfortable seats.
Yeah.
There are a lot of people who didn't. And
am I missing something? Is there a story here?
Not for me.
A show prep item I read last week that you unveiled today? What?
See how it is.
Okay, look, I drove from Arkansas to Fort Worth, stopped in that parking lot that they had at Hillsboro yesterday for 2 hours, and then drove on in. I'm just tired.
North Carolina couple claims that they were kicked off a holiday flight because they have too many chillin'.
Really?
Well,
did they have them on the flight, or did they check?
Yeah, really, did you?
Or was this just a
judgment?
Just
check the babysitter.
Shouldn't the Duggars have their own airline by now?
I think this, well, yes, they should. How many kids do the Duggars have?
21, I think.
21, I think, that's right, yeah.
How many?
Because sadly, you know, to make light, she miscarried. Right.
Uh-huh. I understand, but 21, that's, wow.
Yep.
That's six across. That's rows 4, 5, I mean, 7, 8, right. and 9, everybody.
Yeah, and if you're doing baby jets, we're talking row upon row.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Well, Jason and Kathy Fikes bought 3 tickets aboard a U.S. Airways flight to Chicago.
So far, so good.
Yep. Airline officials say they showed up with 5 passengers who tried to squeeze them into 3 seats.
Oops. I take it these were not infants in lap. Yeah.
Kathy says, we were going to have one of the twins sit on my 3-year-old lap and my husband's going to reach over and grab the other 2 remaining children.
Yeah.
Don't travel a lot, do they?
No, I don't think so. They were ultimately removed from the flight, but not before causing the flight, of course, to be delayed 45 minutes because, once again, it's all about them.
They had to pitch a fit.
Yeah, they did. They're just, well, why can't we do that? We can fit in here, pull that armrest up, and we're all just going to use
it. We all rode in the pickup up here.
That's right.
It's like that idiot, though, that you were quoting a moment ago about, volts per meter.
The electronic devices, yeah.
I appreciate the fact that planes are designed to withstand 100 volts per meter or whatever it is, but that's if it gets struck by lightning.
Yeah.
I will feel good about people next to me having their iPhone on the day that I could sit down at my computer with my iPhone and it doesn't go.
We're doing a broadcast and we can hear that in the microphone.
I know. Yeah. And so what is this guy talking about? He's saying, well, you know, da 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 da.
Yeah,
it doesn't make any effect. Granted, it does not burn a wire in half when it's on. It doesn't cause a wire to suddenly smoke and the plane to drop. But and the other thing that's just completely against the laws of physics is what he says, it's not additive.
Right, that's what he said.
Oh, boy.
The guy's Nick Bilton. He's the tech writer.
I'm sure he's
a
genius, and maybe it was just taken out of context. But, no, that's... That is wrong.
Yes, there's a reason.
Anybody who deals
with
towers knows that everybody thinks that, well, now if you got a TV station and a radio station, you got to use these calculations.
He says multiple electrical devices does not multiply the effect. The amount of interference is the same whether it's one device or 1,000.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, as we all know, you know, if you.
Well, we'll pull the whole story up for you. We've all heard it. Yes, we have. Exactly. There we are. All right, it's Electronic Sounds made by our general manager, Ben
Dowd. I'm good at it.
At Normandy Tractor with the largest Kubota rebates ever. Zero down payment, 0% financing, free delivery, trade-in opportunities, and a 3-year warranty. You just can't go wrong at Normandy Tractor. Buy a new Kubota L3200 DT 4-wheel drive 32-horsepower tractor now with a Kubota front-end loader, 5-foot pasture shredder, and 5-foot box blade for only $15,249 cash or finance it for only $217 per month. Be sure to check out the new Kubota MX5100F, 52-horsepower tractor with Kubota front-end loader, only $18,795 or $263 a month. At Normandy Tractor, you'll find the biggest end-of-the-season inventory reduction sale on all Kubota riding lawnmowers. For the largest selection and guaranteed best prices on all your Kubota tractor and utility vehicle needs, buy from Normandy Tractor, Highway 39 at OSR in Normandy, Texas. And remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
Messina Hoff Winery and Resort invites you to ring in the new year at the 4-star Vintage House Restaurant. Join Messina Hoff on New Year's Eve for dancing and gaming at the James Bond Casino Royale or celebrate with your friends at the Messina Hoff Lakeside Wine Bar. Go to MessinaHoff.com or call 979-778-WINE. That's 979-778-9463. Since 1977, Messina Hoff Winery and Resort, Aggie-owned and military veteran. Remember to log on to MessinaHoff.com for additional New Year's Eve details.
Over the holidays, when you're traveling from house to house, spending time with all your loved ones, gather up all of the videos, home movies, and pictures, and bring them to 2Video. 2Video can bring them to life by putting them on DVD. 2Video can transfer all film and video formats, including consumer high definition, slides, and photos into a cherished one-of-a-kind DVD. And it's all done locally. For more information, visit 2Video.ws. That's the number 2Video.ws. Or call 979-690-8880. That's 690-8880. 2Video.
Aggie fans, Texas A&M Basketball presents Holiday Hoops again this year. All men's games between now and December 29th. All women's basketball games between now and January 8th. You get in for $5 per person. $5 tickets. It's Holiday Hoops at Reed Arena. The men through December 29th. The women through January the 8th. Holiday Hoops. Come enjoy some Aggie basketball at Reed.
News Talk 1620, WTAW, 59 for a high temperature today, but by the end of the week, we're going to be talking 72 degrees.
Whoa.
It's going to be pretty nice. So, if you like Cirque du Soleil, and a lot of people do, finally has a permanent home in Los Angeles. It's called Iris, A Journey Through the World of Cinema, and its home is the Kodak Theater in Hollywood.
Oh, yeah.
Which is where they also do the Academy Awards.
Exactly, you know. Exactly.
Anyway, they're going to be on hiatus for a little while, mm-hmm. and when the Academy Awards are over, then they'll go back in there. But it's, you know, it's Cirque du Soleil, which is, you know, some people like that.
Yeah. Well, yeah. What's not to like?
What?
Okay.
We got a minute.
They got like 10 theaters showing their stuff in Las Vegas, and they need to have a permanent home.
What?
Well, because, I mean, look, Vegas is an hour away by jet. They